So we're hosting a roundtable with farmers and producers, mostly from central Minnesota, about how the Farm Bill can support their work. And, oh gosh, I suppose we've had dozens of these roundtables. They've been so helpful in connecting the work that we'll be doing on the Farm Bill to the issues and concerns of people at home. But we scheduled this, actually before we had this, recent outbreak in Le Sueur County, this mixed flock of chickens and ducks and geese that are affected. So, of course, that raises our concern. And we're going to be holding the roundtable at the Veterinary Diagnostic Lab, which is just such the poultry testing lab, which is just such a great resource for the region. And I'm looking forward to hearing what people are saying. And we'll be working to make sure that we have in the Farm Bill the appropriate level of support and, around research in particular for these animal diseases, which can be so devastating.
You've just recently introduced something as it relates to those animal diseases,
yeah.
Things with FMD and African swine fever. These foreign animal diseases, certainly we know what kind of risk it can have to the bottom line of your producers.
Yes, it's so true. So I introduced a bill called the Safe American Food Exports Act, the SAFE Act. It's a bipartisan bill to protect export markets for livestock producers, beef and pork, as well as poultry. And what it would do is, when animal disease outbreaks happen, our trading partners can shut down all exports, and we want to be able to protect exports where it's still safe to ship. And I think we've learned a lot about how to do this with the avian flu outbreaks that we've done, where we negotiate these regionalization agreements. So we can ship product where it's safe and protect people where we can't ship product. And it's very helpful to producers. So, like, the whole county or the whole state doesn't get shut down because there is an outbreak in one particular region. So we're just taking that learning, and we're allowing and authorizing in this bill the FDA to have the authority to kind of pre-negotiate these agreements so that when there is an outbreak, they already have the building blocks in place, and that will help, that will make it so we're disrupting trade as little as possible. And of course, as you know, ag exports are a huge part of the agricultural economy in Minnesota and the upper Midwest. And so it's important we do everything we can to protect that. Well, we're also at the same time, of course, trying to keep animal diseases out of the country, like African swine fever, and protect livestock in other ways.
Senator, I know the Ag Committee's been having a number of hearings already and prepping for the Farm Bill. How do you see the timeline coming together?
Yeah, well, so we have been holding lots of oversight hearings. I'm a chair of the Commodities Risk Management and Trade Subcommittee, which is a great subcommittee to have, especially this year with the Farm Bill reauthorization. We're going to be holding a series of hearings in late April and early May with kind of constituency groups, Farm Bill, Farm Bureau, Farmers Union, the big commodity crop farm credit. And once we get through those hearings, I think that the committee will start to go to work to put marker bills together and to start to assemble the bill. Of course, we have to negotiate on the House side as well. And I'm actually encouraged. Representative Thompson on the House side seems, from all accounts, to be quite committed to getting a farm bill done, which is very important. I worry when I hear people say, oh, we don't need to get it done this year, because that's not how we see it. We feel that this is a must-pass bill for 2023, and it's very important that we don't let it get waylaid by some of the other politics that inevitably happen in Washington, D.C.
Obviously, the bill expires at the end of September. The House, there's already been members talking about targeting some of the food stamp or SNAP funding. Do you see that as a little bit of the politics? You're talking about some of the challenges we have moving forward?
Yep, that's exactly right. I think that's a little bit of the politics of that. Going after the food stamp SNAP program is a non-starter. It only injects politics into what has been a bipartisan bill for a long time. And I think a lot of even some of the Republicans in the U.S. Senate just appreciate that. And, there'll be a little bit of back and forth on that. That's okay. But we just cannot let the politics of the debt ceiling crisis and the budget weigh down the farm bill. It's just way too important.
Great. I know you've got a busy schedule. I sure appreciate the chance to connect.
Yeah, thanks so much. It's great to talk with you.